It's playoff time for the Patriots. On Sunday at Gillette Stadium, Tom Brady and company will take on the Los Angeles Chargers in their first matchup of the postseason. On the line, an eventual chance for a third straight Super Bowl appearance. And a lot depends on the play of tight end Rob Gronkowski. Statistically, he's coming off his worst regular season. He's not the same Gronk, the dominant player the Patriots fans have come to know and love. The game has worn him down. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer looks at how the NFL grind and injuries affect players.
Rob Gronkowski has made a career of dramatic catches. At his best, he's a blur of speed, power, and enviable size. But this season, it's been different. Perhaps his most memorable play came on defense. The Patriots were in Miami moments away from another win when this happened.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
Yes, Rob Gronkowski wasn't in a great position to stop Miami's miraculous game-winning touchdown. He almost never plays defense. But when you watch the replay, this is what really stands out. Gronkowski stumbles going after Drake. He looks old and slow. At the last moment, he makes an awkward dive at the goal line. He never had a chance.
They changed up a little bit, and it sucky.
Fair or not, Gronkowski struggling on defense has come to symbolize his physical decline. 9 injury-riddled NFL seasons have taken a toll, from playing through an ankle sprain in the Super Bowl, to a forearm fracture, to back surgeries, to an ACL tear, to concussions. The list goes on, and it all adds up. But Gronkowski is not unique among NFL players. The brutal nature of the game ages players at an alarming rate and leaves many with lifelong physical damage.
I always say, you age in dog years as a player.
Former NFL linebacker Isaiah Kazavinsky played for 7 seasons, helping the Seattle Seahawks reach Super Bowl 40.
Everybody sees game day, but the amount of time put in the offseason and the practices leading up to the game over long periods of time is just a massive wear and tear on joints, body in general.
Kazavinsky remembers how he'd ride a high from the game on Sunday. Then, Monday morning, he'd find it difficult to get out of bed. At 41, he's now a Boston-based venture capitalist looking at 2 knee replacements. When you ask current NFL players how they feel the morning after games, they often say it's like they've been in a car wreck. They're stiff and every joint in their body aches, but they have to get back to work.
You just got in a car accident. Now, you're not just getting back into a car. You're getting back in a car that's going to go have another accident.
That's Hall of Fame NFL broadcaster Andrea Kramer.
So you know how you're going to feel. And you have to be in a position where you're mentally strong enough to just overcome it.
Over 35 years covering the league, she's talked to dozens of players about the physical toll the game takes. For one story, she got running back Jerome Bettis to mount a camera inside his bedroom.
When he woke up and got out of bed the day after a game, it was literally like he was a 100-year-old man trying to move his body and to get up just to walk to the bathroom and then coming down the stairs. Oh, it was brutal.
And it's not something the players like to discuss, at least not when they're still in the game. Earlier this season, after he returned from a back injury, Gronk was asked how his body responded to playing in a game for the first time in almost 4 weeks.
Good. I feel good. I mean, you know, the football wear and tear and all that. I mean, you're never going to leave a game and be like, ah.
That's his way of saying you're never going to leave the game feeling great. It's the same for every NFL player.
It's just a young man's game. It's a fast man's game, and it's a healthy man's game. And once you start to fall out of that, then they start to look not like the stars they were before, and their careers start to end.
That's the Houston Texans team doctor, Walter Lowe.
Gronk is the same as a bunch of big guys. When you've had back issues, when you've had medical issues that affect the ability to play, pretty soon you're not yourself. And when you're not yourself in that league, there's somebody good standing right behind you to take your place.
On Sunday, Gronkowski will be back at tight end. And for better or worse, he'll be judged against the player he used to be.
That report from WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. And with us now to talk more about Sunday's game is Boston Globe NFL reporter Ben Volen. Ben, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Callum, thanks for having me today.
All right, so we just heard Shira's report there about Gronk, his injuries, his decline. Historically, he's played his best football in the postseason, but can we expect him to step up in the same way this time around?
I think it's a tough ask to have Rob Gronkowski be able to kind of snap his fingers and turn into the old player. I'm not saying it can't happen. He's had some good games this year. Last month in Miami, the game that Shearer was referencing where he couldn't make the final play, he did have 8 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown that game. He's had some good games this year. He still makes a lot of catches and is good in the run game, a good all-around player, but he's not the same dominant player we're used to seeing. He's been dealing with ankle and back injuries all season, and I think it's, as Shearer said, an accumulation of a lot of injuries and a lot of hits over 9 years of football. And, you know, let's not forget, you're playing a pretty good team this time of year, too. You're playing the L.A. Chargers, who have an excellent defense, and one player in specific, Derwin James, they're all-pro rookie. He's probably going to see Rob Gronkowski a lot. So I think Rob will be part of the game plan, but I'm not expecting him to be the same dominant Gronk that we remember.
And if we think about injuries as a whole, as Shearer was sort of broadening out that conversation, I'm very much reminded of Philip Rivers playing the AFC Championship game against the Patriots a decade ago on a torn ACL. I can remember Ben giving a major tough guy points for that. I was very impressed, and now I'm beginning to think about things a little bit differently. Also, I was watching old tape. Junior Seau is in that game. I mean, it's fans are feeling conflicted these days, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been 11 years since the Chargers and Patriots last played in the playoffs. It was that AFC Championship game in January of 2008. And as you said, Philip Rivers, who's not the most mobile quarterback, it's not like he runs around too much, but he played through a torn ACL, which was incredibly tough and earned a lot of respect. This is a guy who hasn't really won anything over 13 years, but I say most impressively is his durability and toughness. He's played 208 regular season games and 10 playoff games. He started every single one of them, has never missed a start since taking over in 2006, which in today's NFL, with all the hits you're taking, it's very tough. And even this year's team, the Chargers, have gone on the road and won in some very tough places, at Seattle, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, London. They've won in 5 different time zones. Anytime they get on a plane, they've won this year. The only time they lost was also in Los Angeles to the Rams. So the Patriots, you know, sometimes they get an opponent in this divisional round game that isn't quite worthy, and the Patriots can kind of breeze through and look ahead to the AFC Championship game. Not this time. The Chargers are going to give them all they can handle on Sunday.
And the Chargers had to beat Baltimore and that very good Ravens defense to get here last week. And after that win, Philip Rivers was asked about this rematch. We just talked about the backdrop with that torn ACL 11 years ago. This is his chance at redemption, and he's not shying away from the rivalry.
But is it special to go to New England against a Hall of Fame coach and arguably the best quarterback ever to play and get another shot at him? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, it is. It is special.
It's kind of refreshing, isn't it, Ben? I mean, we hear so often from the, oh, it's just one more game. It's just one more game. That's not what we're hearing from Philip Rivers.
No, he's fantastic. He's a media's dream, and selfishly, you like to see guys like him do well because you keep getting great quotes, and he talk, you know, says a lot of dad gums and aw shoots. He's a very folksy, genuine kind of guy. It's great to see him admit that, of course, when you play the Patriots, the AFC goes through this team, especially the last 4 or 5 years, and it is extra special to play the Patriots. And if Philip Rivers can pull this off, it'd be quite an accomplishment for him. He's 0-7 in his career against Tom Brady. Has never beaten him over all these years, never obviously in the playoffs, never in the regular season. Philip Rivers has only played in one AFC Championship game. That was that game 11 years ago that we mentioned. He's 37 years old. His career, you know, the clock is ticking. He understands that there might not be so many great chances left. And the way the Chargers are playing this year, this could be his one chance to finally make it to that Super Bowl.
Well, if Philip Rivers is the media's dream, Bill Belichick might be the opposite. And I understand you're just arriving here from a Bill Belichick news conference. What did he have to say, if anything?
He was trying to downplay a lot of the, I'd say, intangible factors that play in the Patriots' favor. He was asked about having home field advantage and how important is that, and he tried to downplay and say, I don't think there's no home field advantage. Last week, 3 out of the 4 road teams won, and he's right about that point. The road teams did win, but there's definitely a home field advantage overall in the NFL. I think this regular season, the home teams won 59% of the games, and when you get up to the postseason, it turns into about 70%, somewhere along those lines. And the Patriots especially, they need that home field advantage. They were a Jekyll and Hyde team this year, 8-0 at home, unbeatable, beat some very good teams, and just 3-5 on the road. Did not play well on the road and lost to some very mediocre teams. So I think playing this game in Foxborough is a big advantage for the Patriots. Coming off a bye, they'll be well rested. They just have to make sure that they have the right energy and they're ready to go on Sunday, coming off that extra week of rest.
It's been, to say the least, an up and down season for these Patriots. They've lost some games that we did not expect them to lose. That game in Tennessee, that awful ending in Miami, but they are undefeated at home, and they seem, Ben, to have this ability to just flip a switch when it comes to playoff time. Should we expect that to happen this weekend, or are you a little bit worried?
Well, I'm worried because the Chargers are a very good team, and I think if you look at the matchup on paper, on both sides of the football, I think the Chargers check most of the boxes, but the Patriots have the intangibles in their factor. It will be a home game where they're 8-0. It will be very cold. The Chargers are not used to playing these cold games. The Chargers, this will be their second cross-country trip in 8 days. And that's a long flight from Los Angeles to Boston. And I know they're getting here on Friday and they'll have time to acclimate, but that's still, I don't know how big of a factor, but it's certainly a factor. So the Patriots, they'll have to be on top of their game against the Chargers. I think they will pull it out, but yeah, this is a game where the Patriots really need to be on their P's and Q's, and the Chargers are going to test them for a full 60 minutes.
And as Ben mentioned, Philip Rivers is 37. Tom Brady is 41. So here's your bit of trivia for the week. They will be the oldest combined quarterbacks at 78 total years to face off in a playoff game. Boston Globe reporter Ben Volen, thanks so much for being here on Radio Boston.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Callum Borchers. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.